It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Ian with a few of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, when is Taysom Hill coming back? Because he should be the starting quarterback, and he should learn how to throw passes to himself.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
He could just about do everything else. So I'm assuming that he could figure out how to do that as well.
Has any quarterback ever done that? I don't mean like actually they can't, you know, lob the ball down the field and then run to catch it, but...
But some kind of a freak situation.
Something like approximating that, where they kind of toss the ball up to themselves and then catch it and then run a little ways, get the first down.
Or maybe, if it's on the records, maybe it would be something like he threw a pass, it was tipped, and then he ran underneath and caught it.
Yeah, that seems not impossible. Rare, obviously, but not impossible. A bunch of people are chiming in on whether or not it should be Spencer or Rattler. Got definitely Rattler. Rattle the Rattler. Rattler is not ready. Oh, where did this one go? Hang on a sec. This one says Rattler is a rookie, and Haener is a sophomore who has 2 training camps and preseasons under his belt. If I were Dennis Allen, I'd copy Tom Landry. 1 year when he had Craig Morton and Roger Staubach, both would play in the same game.
I don't know why that doesn't happen more often.
Me too.
I mean, if you've got a quarterback... And I've seen this with the Saints. I saw it with Drew Brees. Drew Brees would have a terrible first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, Brees was bombing. And Brees was human, so there were times that he just didn't do well. I mean, why not put in some fresh meat? You know, what do you have to lose? The game, which is what they end up losing anyway. So if the goal is to win the game, I mean, please tell me that it really isn't about ego. Please tell me that nobody's concerned about bruising the ego of a multimillionaire athlete and that really the best player gets the job.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said, quarterbacks catching their own tipped passes has happened quite a few times, maybe a dozen times a year.
Interesting.
Well, not ours. Here's a text. Yeah, this is whack, dude. Somebody texted in and said, wait, we have back-to-back short weeks? What kind of boop is that?
Yeah, that's, so I guess that's true.
Monday and then Sunday and then Thursday? That seems like, no, that shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't make teams do that. Why are they making us do that?
Well, because it's the Saints.
Great. Nice. Nice, NFL. Thanks for that, Roger. Soothsayer Sam is listening today. He says the Saints will be playing $2 million less Sunday to fill the quarterback position than they paid last Sunday. I'll be interested to see if there's a $2 million difference in the game performance of those quarterbacks, whoever they may be. It's not personal, Mick. It's strictly business.
No, it's not personal. It's all about the business of winning the game, and it's not about deals that were made. It's not about... You know, the fans don't want to have that impression, and I don't know if there's been anything that has really... I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you get the impression that there's some kind of arrangement that as long as Dennis Allen is the head coach, that no matter what, Derek Carr is the starting quarterback? And I think that even starting quarterbacks should earn their position. It shouldn't be given to them because this is all about performance. It's a game. It's about performance. It's a sport. And I could be totally wrong, but I get the feeling that Spencer Rattler would be a better fit in the dome this weekend against the Bucks. Because listen, Baker Mayfield is killing it. And man, here's a guy who was just bombing in the NFL, bounced from team to team to team. And man, finally, this guy's on fire and he's doing really well. He's not a very tall guy. But he's making it happen, and he's making it happen now for the Tampa Bay Bucks, which is not good for the Saints. And they're gonna come here, and they're gonna come here to kick our ass. And especially with a depleted offensive line, who gives you the best chance to win, Haener or Rattler?
Got some great texts in here, some really thoughtful stuff. Here's one. People are still texting in about quarterbacks catching their own passes. This one says, Fran Tarkenton caught a pass that was tipped, and then he proceeded to pass it, which is illegal. It was either in a playoff game or a Super Bowl in the 70s. Other people are saying, yeah, that happens. Maybe Drew Brees did that once or twice. Quite a few stats where QBs completed passes to themselves. Steve Young did it. You know, people are saying about Rattler not being ready to go because he's a rookie. Here's a text message that says Jaden Daniels is a rookie.
Yeah,
enough
point.
Said. Josh Allen started as a rookie. The only way to get game experience is to play in them.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden Daniels is a great example of it. I mean, you don't have to say any anymore.
Dude, it's awesome. I love that dude.
Yeah, it is so much fun to watch him. And, you know, I love when teams that have really just been down and out in the NFL suddenly have a chance. And you know, the Washington Commanders, Washington's got a chance. And, man, their ticket holders are long overdue for a team that can actually get to the playoffs.
People are just hammering us with examples of quarterbacks catching their own passes. Somebody said Joe Burrow did it for an LSU game. And I'll leave you with this one. This text says, Broncos at Saints, 1988. Bobby J caught his own tipped pass and gained 3 yards on the play. Bobby was 20 of 23 that day, and the Saints won 42-0.
Really interesting. I mean, it's amazing how our audience, you know, knows this stuff. Like, just right. I mean, they're not looking this up. I mean, many of them just know this information. So, yeah, we got a lot of big Saints fans, a lot of sports fans listening to the show. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.